You may have recently heard that China has decided to crack down on the amount of foreign waste that can enter the country due to high contamination levels. While this is good news for China, this is bad news for Australia, as China is our biggest market for recycling waste. This means Australia needs to come up with a new way to dispose of this waste before it turns into a nationwide crisis. Jenny Downs from the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, joins me now to discuss. Good morning, Jenny.
Morning, Tom.
So what exactly has China decided to ban?
Look, they've actually introduced import restrictions on about 24 different types of waste streams, but the really key ones for Australia are paper and plastics, particularly scrap paper and scrap plastics, which is a large proportion of our household recycling that we were previously exporting to China.
So how will this affect Australia's recycling market?
Well, what we've already seen is pressure on recycling companies who have either been trying to find other export markets overseas, but not at such a high price as they were already receiving. Companies stockpiling or storing recyclables in the hope that the price will increase. But we've also seen some companies actually say that they are no longer able to collect and process recyclables from council or only at really increased fees.
So what could the economic impact of this ban have on the Australian recycling market?
Yeah, look, the worst case, and we're probably seeing it in very small amounts at the moment, is that some of these recyclable materials that have been collected end up in landfill. But we're pretty confident the industry is working closely with councils and with government to come up with solutions. So the state governments, such as New South Wales and Victorian governments, have already stepped in with rescue packages that help their councils continue to be able to collect and process their recycling despite the increased costs. And the state and federal environment ministers met last week to begin discussions about longer-term solutions. And what they're looking at is ways of either improving the quality of recycling so that the contamination is reduced and able to meet the restrictions that China has placed, or even better yet, looking at ways to actually be processing our recycling onshore and having markets, places to use that material here in Australia.
So on the contamination front, in the first point, is there something that behaviourally we need to change, or is that something that it couldn't have been affected by the average Australian consumer?
Yeah, look, it's definitely both. So currently the way most systems in Australia work is that the majority of Australian households place all of their recyclable material into one bin, and then it goes to large processing or sorting factories where machines actually sort it into all their different categories and basically package them up into their separate things, so you know, all the plastics together, all the paper together, that sort of thing. But there's, I guess, a couple of complications. And the first one is that the rules about what's recyclable and not is actually quite complicated. We know that, for example, paper is recyclable, but certain types of paper, like absorbent paper, tissues and serviettes, are not recyclable. And a lot of people don't realise that because they're paper, they think they go in the recycling bin. And so there is definitely a role or a scope, I guess, for Australian households to be clearer about what is recyclable. But it's made really difficult by how complicated some of our packaging and products are, and the fact that now a lot of products are actually made out of a bunch of materials. So if you think about a Pringles tube, it's got cardboard on the outside, foil on the inside, and a plastic lid, and that actually can't go in the recycling bin unless we separate all of those materials from each other, which is virtually impossible. So what they're actually looking at in terms of contamination, there's kind of three areas that we could be affecting this. The first one is definitely household. Councils working with households to, I guess, make it clearer about what should and shouldn't be going in the recycling bin. There's also the opportunity, I guess, to invest further in the sorting technologies or even bring in more people to do hand sorts after it comes through the factory. But the other kind of longer-term solution, which the packaging industry is looking at, is how do they actually make packaging more recyclable and help households know what is recyclable. And the great thing is that the packaging industry is actually working at the moment to produce an Australian-wide label that will actually go on packaging and tell households exactly how to treat each part of the packaging to know whether to put it in the recycling bin, in the rubbish bin, or some other solution for it.
I'm speaking with Jenny Downs from the Institute for Sustainable Futures about China's decision to ban foreign waste and the impact this could have on us. Now, we were speaking before about the state and federal environment ministers meeting last Friday to discuss this issue and agreed to prioritise developing a larger domestic recycling market. What would that look like potentially?
So there's two parts to that. The first one is just getting the infrastructure here to be able to process the materials. But in fact, the more important part of this is actually working out how can we be using these recyclable materials here in Australia. So households, you know, people listening in would probably be fairly familiar with things like recycled printer paper, even recycled toilet paper and hand towels. But this is only, a really small proportion of products that are using recycled material. And it's a little bit complicated because products made from recyclable material are generally a little bit different to the sorts of products we're used to seeing made from raw material. They might feel different, they might look a little bit different. And often, particularly when the products are new, they're actually a little bit more expensive, and that can put people off. So what we need to do is be looking at how can we be finding ways to use these materials that make sense. And it's not just about households. In fact, the local councils, state governments and federal governments also have a really big role, important role that they could be playing by actually updating their procurement policies such that they prioritise using materials and products that come from recycled material. And if government took that step, at all levels of government took that step, I think you'd see businesses and households follow their example.
Now, could this ban from China be really seen as a positive thing? We've discussed already some great sort of steps forward, including more recycling here in Australia, packaging brands trying to change the way in which they put together their packets. Could this be seen as a good kickstart for better recycling here in Australia?
Yeah, definitely, Tom. There is certainly a fantastic opportunity here to have a conversation about how we actually want to deal with our waste and then implement solutions to that. And one of the interesting things is that it seems that a lot of people weren't aware that we were actually exporting a fairly significant proportion of our household waste to China, and a lot of people don't seem to be happy with that. And they're actually saying that they would prefer that we were dealing with that waste here in Australia. So we have that opportunity to have this conversation and make decisions about how we want to go ahead. Things like recycling onshore and using that material here onshore is definitely one of those great opportunities. We also have the opportunity to actually go beyond recycling and say, how could we actually create systems that create less waste in the first place? So they might be sort of sharing systems or reuse systems. You know, overseas in Europe, Western Europe, you see a lot of countries that have things like refillable bottles. So beer bottles from the pub get poured into glasses and they send the bottles back to the manufacturer who actually, you know, wash and sanitize them and refill them and send them back to the pub. So you've actually got all these materials that are not going into the bin in the first place. But there's also a chance that we could react with, a bit of a short-term mentality to this opportunity and actually, invest in solutions that aren't the best in the longer term. And one of those is looking at particular types of waste to energy. So we have a lot of recycling at the moment that was going to China and it's not, and we don't know what to do with that. And one of the things that is being discussed is creating waste to energy facilities or incineration facilities to actually burn this material and capture the gas that's created by that to use that for energy. And look, that's not a bad thing for particular types of materials. There's certain materials that we can't recycle, and using waste to energy is definitely better than letting them sit in landfill and not being able to recover any of the energy that went into producing those products. But for the most part, our recyclables, we get so much more of the material and the energy that was used to create those products if we recycle them rather than burn them. And so we need to make sure that the solutions that we adopt are the ones that are going to be best in the long term.
Now, I think most people want to do the best thing. People try to recycle, people try to reduce their waste. What would be your best advice for people who want to ensure a sort of sustainable future for Australian waste?
Well, the first thing is, no matter what you hear, it's important to keep recycling. So even if you're concerned about what's going on, your council is working really hard to make sure that your recyclables are collected and still processed in the best possible way. So keep recycling, but recycle carefully. One of Planet Ark's key rules is, if in doubt, keep it out. If you're not sure if something is recyclable, place it in the red bin or your rubbish bin instead of in the recycling bin. You can also go to your council website or contact them for more advice about what is recyclable. But the other thing that we could be doing, as I mentioned earlier, is actually think about even more than recycling, what could you be doing to reduce the amount of waste that's going into your bin in the first place? What could you be doing without or substituting? What could you be reusing or sharing so that we've got less waste going into the bin?
Well, Jenny, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks, Tom.
Jenny Downs there from the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking about China's decision to ban foreign waste and the impact this could have on us.